Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you the local news for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. The summer crabbing season in Puget Sound is behind us, but an important deadline looms in 2 days. Anyone who purchased a Puget Sound crab endorsement with their 2022-23 Washington State fishing license has until October 1st to submit their catch record card, even if they didn't fish for or catch any crab this summer. The summer season began in July and ran through Labor Day, September 5th. Whether you caught crab or not, reporting it is required and helps shellfish managers with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife better manage Puget Sound crab populations. Crabbers who fail to submit their catch record cards on time must pay a $10 administrative fee before they can purchase another Puget Sound crab endorsement as part of a future license. More than half of the 225,000 crabbers who purchased an endorsement in 2021 failed to report their catch. And contrary to what some may believe, not reporting actually hurts prospects for future crabbing, according to Aaron DeFault, Puget Sound shellfish manager. We know some people may get a crab endorsement when they buy their license, but never end up going crabbing or simply forget to report at the end of the season. When that happens, he says, we have to take a conservative approach to fill in those gaps and assume that the person caught some crab, whether they only got out on the water once or not at all. On Tuesday this week, State Representatives Steve Theringer and Mike Chapman visited Jefferson Healthcare to discuss the campus expansion and modernization project, as well as current healthcare issues facing our community. Chief Executive Officer Mike Glenn and Jake Davidson, Chief of Ambulatory and Support Services, explained the complex issues affecting healthcare needs in our community and how Jefferson Healthcare is addressing them. The campus expansion and modernization project will replace and expand over 55,000 square feet of clinical space and bring new specialties, such as radiation oncology, neurology, pulmonology, geriatrics, and ear, nose, and throat services to the community. Additionally, existing services such as orthopedics, dermatology, obstetrics, and gynecology will gain space to meet the growing community needs. Representatives visited portions of the buildings slated for demolition before the new building project can begin, in order to gather the full scope of the project. According to a Peninsula Daily News article from yesterday, two housing projects in Jefferson County are on schedule, and applications for one of them could be accepted as soon as December. Cherish Cronmiller, director of Olympic Community Action Programs, spoke to a meeting of the Sunrise Rotary Club in Port Townsend on Wednesday. She gave updates on Olecap's affordable housing apartment project, as well as the temporary housing and an emergency shelter for homeless people. The $15.5 million apartment building is a 43-unit complex under construction at the intersection of 7th and Hendricks Streets in Port Townsend next to the QFC. Cronmiller said, half those units are going to be able to serve family size. We are slated to hopefully start accepting applications for residents at the end of this year in the December timeframe. The Peninsula Daily News also reported that the complex will be reserved for people making 50% or less than the area median income, with 10 apartments reserved for partner organizations such as Discovery Behavioral Health and Safe Harbor Recovery Center. Elsewhere in Jefferson County, Cronmiller said Olecap is making progress on the Caswell Brown Village, a project which developed in response to the homeless encampment at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of the people living at the village on Mill Road are currently in tents, RVs, or campers, but efforts are underway to build what Cronmiller called wooden tents for people to sleep in, as well as a shower facility and electrical connections. There are two new exhibitions opening today, September 29th, at the Jefferson Museum of Art and History in Port Townsend. A retrospective of works by Rachel Pfefferman is showing at the Ferguson Family Gallery, and miniature figurative sculptures by Port Ludlow artist Matt DiPietro are showing in the Women's Jail Gallery. There will be an opening celebration with live music on October 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.